This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, I think it's less than a week away from Steelers training camp, and I think that that should be what now people will start to focus on. But I'm really intrigued by this whole Ben Roethlisberger discussion. You know, when I hear athletes, or when I hear people on behalf of athletes tell me they're in the quote-unquote best shape of their career, I usually call BS. And the reason I usually call BS is because I think that it's easy to say, but it's hard to quantify. And here's the other thing that probably I would say is most important in this. I don't recall ever where an athlete was told, or we were told, an athlete was in the quote-unquote best shape of their lives, and they came out and had some monster season. And, you know, if I had a dollar for every time that I heard from or heard of an athlete who is in the quote-unquote best shape of their life, I wouldn't have to do radio because I'd be a multimillionaire. But the trick is, how many times has that really translated into, he was in the best shape of his life in the offseason, and it showed because he had the best season of his career. First of all, Ben Roethlisberger, no matter how good a shape he's not in better shape than when he was 24, 25 years old. He's 39 years old, or whatever it is. And he's not just 39 because of the way he plays, and he's played. He's put a lot of mileage on his tires. So he's beat up a little bit. And I think, you know, when somebody gets beat up, throughout their career, that's basically, you know, what happens is they put mileage on their tires and they're just not quite as good. And clearly he can't move around. I think that that's the case with Ben. I just do. I think that when you look at Ben and what's happened with him over his career, he used to be a guy who really, to me, 100% was a guy that basically thrived on those schoolyard plays, moving all around, you know, making something out of nothing type stuff. And I think that he can't do that anymore. So this idea that somehow this is going to be his best year of his career because he's in the best shape of his life, it's kind of silly. It really is. It feels to me like people are just trying to create some sort of a straw man that everybody is saying Ben is done and he stinks. And, you know, he's going to prove everyone wrong and show everybody, Well, here's the thing. If that was the case, if that was truly and really the case, which I don't think it was, but I don't think it is, but if that's truly the case, Why did the Steelers go to a running offense? That's what I would like to know. Why did the Steelers go to a running offense? I think it's because they understand that Ben Roethlisberger has some limitations. So could we please stop with this need to, you know, the world is against Ben. Everybody's picking on Ben. Everybody's trying to say he's done. He's got to show us all. I think Ben Roethlisberger will be fine. I really do. I mean, I don't think he's going to be great, but I don't think he's going to be terrible. I think if the offensive line does its job, if Najee Harris is able to play like we think he can, if they run the ball effectively, I think he'll be fine. And he'll be able to make throws, make the throws that they're going to ask him to make. I just think that's going to be the case. So, I don't think the whole world thinks that he's going to be terrible. But there's a thing that we do in this town. And that is, if you don't pick the Steelers to be great, you're a hater. If you don't pick Ben to be great, you're a hater. And it's like, no, that's not how it works. It's not at all how it works. There's a wide gap between superstar great and terrible. I would say this. I think Ben will be fine. I don't think he's going to be great. But I don't think he's going to be terrible either. I think he'll just kind of be okay. He'll be able to make the throws that they need him to make. He'll, run the offense, and he'll do a lot of other things that I think really, if you look at it, he doesn't have to be great in order to do. So, when we have these discussions about Ben, it makes my, head hurt. And, I've heard them on these airwaves. I've heard them, I've seen them on social media. I've, seen them all over the place. And it just doesn't make a lot of sense to me when I really sit down and listen to what people are arguing. I don't even know if they know what they're arguing anymore. It just doesn't make sense. Ben is going to be fine. And I don't think that necessarily, that means that he's going to, light the world on fire. I don't think it means he's going to have, 4,500 yards and 35 or 40 touchdowns. But I do think what he will do is give them a chance to win every single night. Period. They will have a chance to win every single night. And so I hope that that's, what we're talking about when we're talking about Ben, and we're not talking about this foolishness about how, he's really motivated. He's heard people on talk radio, and TV and hot take shows. He's heard them all write them off, and he's motivated. I don't think that that's going to be a factor. I think the big thing with Ben is he going to be physically able to hold up for 17 games? And also, is the new offense going to take enough pressure off of him to sort of change the dynamics to where they can make plays and do a lot of things, that maybe they weren't able to do this year because they were so limited offensively. Ben and his camp can say whatever they want to say. I don't know many people in this town who are, saying that he's terrible and he can't play anymore. I think the key is he's old and he's getting older. And so, there's limitations as to what he can do. But that doesn't mean the Steelers can't win with him, because I think the Steelers can win with him. I think he's a good, I think he has a chance to be a good player. But let's stop with the whole he's in the best shape of his life and all the other stuff. Could we stop with that, please? Because to me, it's just, that's just the kind of thing that people say in the off season when they're trying to create a narrative. But I have a hard time believing he's in better shape now than he was when he was 25. 412-928-9370 is the number. It's a Paul's Ice. It's 93.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.